soldiers in New York. On the estate in 1962, pop artist Andy Warhol's exhibit of 32 paintings of Campbell's soup cans first opened at the Ferris Gallery in Los Angeles. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Have you ever wondered why absolute God-given moral values are so important? Morals that come from God cannot be changed by the whim of man regardless of social pressures. On the contrary, man-created morals have no absolute standard and are constantly in the process of a downward change and decay. If we want to save this country and our families from decaying from the inside out, we must return to and follow the principles God has established. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
July 14th and 15th, celebrate 30 years of Kids Unlimited with songs, performances, and special guest performers from the past 30 years. Support the talent of our local youth. Showtimes are Friday, July 14th, 7 p.m., and Saturday, 2 and 7 p.m. McLaughlin Auditorium, located at Sequoia Middle School on Sequoia Street. Purchase your tickets Monday through Friday at Sequoia Middle School, room 101. Call 945-9495 or at KUIA.org.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Wow, here we are Sunday. Once again, everybody's scrambling into their seats. In a heavy discussion out in the hallways with Terry Raposa. Today is July 9th, 2017, and I am your host once again, Mark Kent, for Sovereign Mind Radio. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Bob Martin. Yeah. Bob Martin, Robert Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy. How you doing, Bob?
Great, Mark. How are you?
Ah, the fun never stops. It just goes on and on and on. We also have in the studio Red Smith.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll skip it.
I was going to say, boy, that was short.
Yeah.
We got a lot of stuff to cover. Yeah, if you don't know by now, then, you know, God help you. We're streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room, I guess. I'm not sure how well that's working. Seems to be there. I don't like the way it doesn't scroll up, but you can go to the chat room and at kcnr1460.com. I toggled the little thing on there to notify me when someone writes something in there. We'll see if that helps. But Or you can call in at 530-605-4567. Again, that's 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Let's see, Reading Patriots meet every Monday night, 6 p.m., 3276 Bocelli Lane. Mark Baird will be the guest speaker tomorrow night, I'm assuming.
Yep.
Reading Patriots stand for limited government, fiscal responsibility, and, gee, let's start following the Constitution. Novel idea in California, considering
Crazy talk.
Yeah, crazy talk. You just call it Jerry Brownshirt's office, and you'll find out that...
don't have to follow anything.
They're not following it anymore.
Neither constitutions, I don't think.
Kind of a novel concept now to actually follow the guidelines of the law, and limited government and actually rule of law stands for something.
But just not Sacramento. The law if it's inconvenient to your regime.
Yeah. I mean, the next thing you know, he'll have his own symbol, like, I don't know, Prince. You know, instead of Jerry Brown, it'll be a symbol. You know, Prince.
The governor formerly known as Jerry Brown.
Or something else. You know.
Formerly known as Moonbeam.
Yeah, Moonbeam.
Moonbeam.
Yeah, that's right. We'll just have a moonbeam as a symbol. And, you know, I can't think of anybody else in history that had symbols that stood for things other than Prince.
Prince, yeah. That's about it.
Yeah. I won't say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, okay. There's probably a couple other people. Rudyard Kipling. <you know>. No. Okay. So let's see. Where are we at today? Gosh, what a week of fake news.
It just never stops. I mean... Shouldn't be that surprised with it.
It's unbelievable. I got a total kick. I thought it was the funniest thing since sliced bread, watching the SmackDown video with Trump and CNN, you know, and the little box on CNN's head. I thought that was great. You know, it's like, Trump's the devil. Oh, my God. And we're such victims of our own propaganda.
Yeah, where's the press's... screaming about satire and freedom of speech and all of that now.
The prostitutes.
Yeah.
It's like, really? You guys are so full of... Yeah, that.
Well, they're a joke.
It's a joke.
They've been a joke for decades.
I mean, I'm looking at the headline here from... this is from Freedom Outpost. Everything's becoming... citizen journalism. I mean, I'm not saying that every bit of that is stellar... You know, spotless journalistic integrity, you know, being perpetrated out to the public instead of propaganda. But at least some of it is the truth.
Well, there really is a information war for your mind in America.
Absolutely.
On the internet. And a lot of, like you said, media journalism, there are some extremely good outlets. But then there's also these other fake news outlets that come from... quote-unquote citizen agencies, but when you start looking into who owns them and who runs these sites, you find members of the deep state.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah, they wouldn't want to, like, fill our head full of crap, would they, stuff that doesn't matter, like, I don't know, Black Lives that matters?
No, they fill it with
instead of everybody
and nonsense. And there's been a narrative that has been directed at us that has been coming on for decades.
Right,
and,
exactly.
You know, it's been changes. You see changes in political culture through sitcoms, through commercials, through this multimedia bombardment to change how people think. And they've just done it little bit by little bit.
I personally would rather watch reruns of Yogi Bear.
Yeah, I like Yogi.
Don't be picking on Yogi now.
Hey, boom! Yeah.
I like Yogi Bear. I like Yogi Bear.
Hey, we got some fake news coming on, boy. It's like, but Yogi, Anderson Cooper's not going to like it.
You are fake news.
It's unbelievable. Now this is.
Yeah, I don't think we want to get into what kind of picnic basket Sanders.
Hey, what's in the picnic basket, boom? Yeah, I mean, this is an actual story. Reruns of Yogi Bear are now getting higher ratings than CNN. Let that sink in a little bit.
Well, that should have been the norm, anyways.
It's like, exit stage left, even. I mean, you can't make this crap up. I guess finally, after decades of propaganda, people are starting to finally wake up that the children's cartoon channel has more news on it that's real
yeah.
than CNN.
Yeah, tonight the news was Space Ghost.
And now the weather.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. And they just keep doubling down.
Yeah, that's...
That's what's unbelievable.
Well, because it has worked for them for so long. If you stamp your feet and that doesn't work, start screaming with your temper tantrum and you get what you want.
I know.
And it's because the American citizenry has enabled it for so long.
You look at, I mean, you look at, there's a lot of clips this week over different things, mostly obviously CNN, but I don't understand why MSNBC isn't following in their footsteps, but I think they will at some point in time because, you know, right now CNN is 13th, you know, in the time period averages on the lineup in the ranks. You know, you've got Nick at Night is 11. So, for all you Yogi Berra fans, hey, I think Huckleberry Hound might go to number one.
You want to know what I think's coming next? Instead of actually correcting themselves and reporting as they should be, I bet you their owners just go out and buy the ratings company.
That might be it.
That's the modus operandi.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking Dudley Do-Right at 6.
Yeah. Rocky and Bullwinkle, man. Yeah, like, the Hanna-Barbera hey, Rocky, power hour.
Watch me pull some fake news out of my hat.
Again?
That's not please.
It's insane.
It is completely insane. Completely insane. I did send you over a fake news song, Bob, if you want to cue that one up. The top line, fake news. And then we've got Firewall did a fake news story and Bill Whittle. But just cue the song up. I mean, it's just worth listening to.
Okay.
Bob, the maestro of the automated keyboard. Anyway, what else have we got besides fake news? Let's see. Did we have any real news this week?
Lots. Where do you want to start? You want to start with the looming war in Korea?
Yeah, there's that, and then New York Times or the Wall Street Journal came out and finally started admitting that the markets are held up by the Fed monetary policy of easing.
Yeah. No.
Easy money.
The coming currency collapse.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, they finally came out and said it this last week. That good grief. Hey, the only thing holding up the market is these guys over at the Fed who just keep counterfeiting money in digits.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it was almost a year ago that we said, you know, here is the probably most likely potential sequence of dominoes with Saudi Arabia hemorrhaging money over the low oil prices. That continues. America moving towards energy independence, which is causing it. The collapse of Greece. The collapse of Brazil, followed by Puerto Rico, Italy. These are things that, you know, we told everybody almost a year ago, watch for this happening because those are the canaries in the coal mine. Every one of those has come to pass except the Italian banking collapse, which is underway.
Right, and the 10-year is starting to climb out of the hole. And, they raised the interest rates the last couple, the last three open market committee meetings, and the reason they said they raised it is because when it crashes, they can lower it.
Okay.
Because when you're at zero, you don't have any more tools in your bag.
Okay.
That's a true story, guys. I can't. You can't make that kind of crap up.
Is that like saying, "Hey, we're going to practice parachute jumps"? But we're just going to keep raising stories until the guy dies, then we'll lower the parachute platform down. That's essentially the same logic, right?
Hey, you know, Geronimo.
Oh, no.
Nuts. You know, completely nuts. So we've got that. But go ahead and play that clip. Let's listen to the song from Donald Trump here for a couple of minutes. And, you know, this is the fake news song that came out this week.
You know, I've been hearing more and more about a thing called fake news.
Fake news.
I've seen people destroyed, and I think it's very unfair. Some of the media outlets that I deal with are fake news.
Fake news.
I think it's a disgrace, the absolute disgrace, but I don't think they care. Well, first of all, one of the reasons I'm here today is to tell you the whole Russian thing, that's a ruse. It's a ruse. I own nothing in Russia. I don't have any deals in Russia. Russia is fake news. I just see many, many untruthful things. The press has become so dishonest. The public doesn't believe you people anymore. You have a lower approval rate than Congress. You know, I've been hearing more and more about a thing called fake news.
Fake news.
I've seen people destroyed, and I think it's very unfair. Some of the media outlets that I deal with are fake news.
Fake news.
I think it's a disgrace. The absolute disgrace, but I don't think they care. I'll tell you something, I don't mind bad stories. I can handle a bad story better than anybody as long as it's true. But I'm not okay when it is fake. It's all fake news. I mean, it's story after story after story. We're not gonna let it happen again. The public gets, when I go to rallies, they want to throw their placard to CNN. I want to see an honest press. I want to see an honest press. I want to see an honest press. It's so important to see an honest press. I want to see an honest press. I want to see an honest press. But our nation's reporters will not tell you the truth. So I'll go over just some of them.
MSNBC.
You are fake news.
The New York Times.
You are fake news.
CBS.
NBC.
ABC.
BBC. LA Times.
You are fake news.
The Washington Post.
You are fake news.
CNN.
Very fake news.
Hotball. BuzzFeed.
Failing pile of garbage. You know, I've been hearing more and more about a thing called fake news.
Fake news.
I've seen people destroyed, and I think it's very unfair. Some of the media outlets that I deal with are fake news.
Fake news.
I think it's a disgrace, the absolute disgrace, but I don't think they care.
Yeah, that's it on that, Bob. No, wait a minute. Hold on. We got a little more. No, I think that's it. Yeah. I posted that on Facebook, Sovereign Minds, and Twitter on my personal account, just in case anybody wants to watch that again. It's kind of entertaining and actually really true and, you know, to the point of sadness.
It is.
It's very sad.
It is sad that these guys.
That is a brilliant piece of editing.
Yes, it was. But it's true. I mean, you can't get a. I mean, Fox is. I don't even like Fox, really. But at least they have some things on there than some commentators that seem to take a position other than Trump's the devil. And, Gene, you know, they never talk about anything good that this guy's doing. And he's doing a heck of a lot of good. You know, he's really out there plugging away, getting stuff done. And you know, with the Congress and the Senate and, you know, the judiciary, I mean, the Congress and the Senate, you know, they stand more in his way than they stand, yep. in mm-hmm. Solidarity with him. So, it's crazy.
Yeah, and it was supposed to change, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
When we get the House, it'll change.
Oh, yeah. Now we need the Senate, and yeah. It'll change. And mm-hmm. Now we need the presidency, and it'll change. Well, you got all three, boys. What are you doing?
Yeah. We got fake congressmen and fake senators.
Yeah.
That's the real deal. They tell us they're, oh, God, we're for limited government.
It's simple. Donald Trump is as big a threat to their power base as he is to the Democrats.
Yeah, that's why he's
because
the devil.
They've been getting paid by the same people the whole time.
Yep. I was going to say, it affects their paycheck, yep. And they're not liking it.
Yep. So, you know, I love this one. I got a headline here, and then we'll go to a break. Leader of Women's March Against Trump says Muslims should not assimilate and that fighting Trump is a form of jihad.
What?
Okay, shooter.
Yeah. I mean, and then, you know, it's just unbelievable. So who's you know, they forget to show. They should have clips of them showing, you know, what they do to women, in some of these countries. They should have some clips of it showing what they do to, you know, the LGBTQ guys. Is we got somebody on the line?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Well, when you call for jihad, that is not a form of, well, it is a form of political speech, I suppose, but you're calling for death of American citizens, overthrow of the American way of life, and have declared yourself an enemy of the state.
Correct? It's kind of like treasonous.
Yeah.
Sort of like what's going on in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go to a break, Bob. I don't know if you've got that queued up, but do we have any announcements? I'm sorry, we got way
ahead. Well, yeah, we have Camp for Life coming. We can talk about that a little bit. In August, you know, this is where Missing in America Project and Walmart Hearts, we put on a camp every year out there at Whiskey Town at the Camp Need Camp.
Need Camp.
Need Camp. And it's open to the public. For the first few days, we do have families in there that are, you know, usually the children are terminally ill or have some serious health issues. And so we bring the families out there, and we supply all the activities and the food for them. It also is open to the public, like I said, especially the veterans and their families. The rest of the week, they can come out, enjoy the activities, get out. There's fishing. You know, there's the creek there. They can go swimming. Just all kinds of good stuff. We'll have horses out there, and the pigeons will be out there, and just all kinds of good things. So, again, that's August 6th through the 13th out there. And if you need more information, you can give me a call or Fred at 226-9900. And like I say, let everybody know about it because the camp is open for day use for everybody, and we love to have everybody out there and enjoy it, especially in August. I'm sure it's going to be nice and toasty, so being more by the creek likely might be nice.
It's already pretty toasty.
Yeah, so with that, we'll go to a break, and if you want to call in and have a question or something you want to talk about, give us a call, 530-605-4567, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys. They still are, it seems, sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special, with their own brand of misery from being alone. Die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this
Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Abby, guess where we're having the Haven Humane Second Tuesday dining this month?
I'm hoping it might be Upper Crust Pizza because I could totally go for a slice right now.
You guessed it. This month's Second Tuesday dining will take place at Upper Crust Pizza. I love their pizzas, calzones, vegetarian options, and so much more.
Please join us at Upper Crust Pizza on Tuesday, July 11th from 5 to 9 p.m. as they generously donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society work towards being a no-kill shelter by 2021 and a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
The Cascade Theater and First Five Shasta presents a fun and free film series this summer to keep the kids cool and occupied every Sunday in the month of July. See family-friendly flicks like Minions, James and the Giant Peach, The Incredibles, Homeward Bound, and Up every Sunday at 2 in July. And each event includes games and prizes. And did I mention it's free? More information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, July 21st at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
And I tell you how.
We're back. Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. Yeah, that's a pretty good old one there.
Yes, these are the good old days.
These are the good old days. Yeah, in anticipation, I'm not sure what we're anticipating, but...
Don't ask too many questions right now.
Holy crap. I mean, good grief. North Korea, take your pick. Jerry Brown, wow, the world has gone freaking crazy. Why? Because we have no longer any respect for the rule of law. Our educational system has been promoting anarchy and socialism. The politicians are all corrupt and on the take and a bunch of liars.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what you get when the people are not involved in their own government. When you just decide to, I would rather go boating. Only now it's going to be hard to do that because now you have to get a license.
In California, though.
In California, yeah. to drive your boat.
Now, I wonder, pay more money and let them have more control over you.
I wonder if that goes for, like, paddle boards, too. Hey, you got your paddleboard license?
I wouldn't doubt it. Don't give them any ideas. They'll be hitting those next, you know.
Okay. Where's that license for that inflatable waterways machinery, that inner tube?
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah, are you going to comply with that?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you're going to talk a little bit more about this, but I guess we have a caller.
We do. We've got Nick in Reading on the line. Good morning, Nick.
It is a good morning. Hey, I've got three subjects I want to discuss with you and Mark and Red, because you guys seem to have more information on these subjects than anything I can find. But I'm reading a really good book right now I wanted to bring to your attention. It's called The Strange Death of Europe by Douglas Murray.
Hmm.
And I would encourage everybody to get that book and read it. It tells how come Europe's going to hell with Muslims and the immigration, and it shows you how easy it could happen to our country. Almost did. Hey, the first thing I want to talk about is I was surfing around. I go to different news sites, and I finally saw where the FBI finally fessed up to two shots at Lavoie Finnegan. I think one hit the car and one went wild. And I'm just curious, do you have any more information on that, Red? Are these guys going to get slammed, or are they just going to say you've been bad and get their pensions and all that? What do you think?
Well, at this point, there has been one officer from the HRT team that has been indicted on five charges, three of obstruction, and two of giving false statements to police officers. I'm brain farting the actual term right now, but there has been one guy so far, and it's coming across as like they're going to give this guy up as the sacrificial lamb to try and keep the whole thing quiet. Hopefully that is not allowed to happen. There's been a commitment by the Deschutes County Sheriff that he's going to continue to investigate. We know at least two different members of the FBI team altered evidence, lied to investigators. The second one has not been brought up yet. But there's a lot that still needs to come out and be spoken about Malheur. The entire traffic stop was illegal to begin with. Lavoie Finnegan was fired upon on the initial stop. It's one of the reasons that they fled. The roadblock that was illegal, the fact that the team went out and scouted and prepared an ambush site intentionally with lanes of fire. They intended to kill everyone in that convoy. That was the plan.
I saw a video of the teenage girl that was in that, and, you know, she just couldn't believe they were on the floor, and they're just drilling that car they were in, the SUV, and then I read someplace where Lavoie Finnegan actually had 9 bullet holes in his body.
There has been a lot of different reports about Lavoie, how many times that he was shot, things like that, and there's still a lot of untruths that have not been exposed. Now that they're admitting that there was fire from a hostage rescue team member, the fact and the angle of the shot through the roof of the pickup and to exit out the driver's side window, the angle of that shot, where was that guy?
Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs that these people that are representing us and our government are pulling this kind of crap. Hey, I wanted to move on. Now, I'm real curious about what's going on with Idaho's lawsuit about taking control of their national forests.
I am unaware of Idaho's suit. I am aware of Utah's suit.
Okay, that's the one I meant. You got to remember, I rode the short bus to school. I was pretty close there.
Well, as far as I know, Utah is moving forward with taking control of the federal lands. They've basically told the federal government to pound sand that they're going to open them. They're going to reopen the parks and man them with state employees and run them as state parks. And so far, legally, the federal government hasn't been able to slow Utah down. They've told them, well, you can't do that. They've made different threats, but they have not been able to get a judicial injunction to stop Utah from what they're doing.
Well, good. I hope this is a good pilot suit that the rest of the country will follow suit. It's almost criminal the way they've locked up a lot of our grounds around here.
Well, Utah is moving forward with a lot of different things that are interesting. They're establishing their own bank backed with gold and silver currency. They're passing different laws that are moving themselves towards independence. And it's kind of interesting watching what's going on in Utah. And if you're not a history buff, there's not a lot of people that were taught in school about the two Mormon rebellions in Deseret.
You know, I used to work in the logging industry around here, and I go to a lot of places that are up in the middle of nowhere. And gates are getting put up under false pretenses all the time. I was up way behind the gates, or not behind the gates, but way behind Shasta Lake at a place called Salamander Road. And they blocked it off. Now, this ground, the only flat piece of this ground is when you have 1 foot on each side of the ridge. And Sierra Pacific and the Forest Service decided that they needed to protect that from off-roaders because of soil erosion. You know, there's no way that they could cause soil erosion. It's just a phony, fictitious excuse to keep us out of the forests.
Yes,
and actually, I think it's to maybe so we can't see the poor way that they're managing our forests in some spots.
And, well, they are. They're mismanaging it. The overstock of trees that's leading to pine beetle infestation, the overgrowth of ladder fuels that are destroying our forests, the reduction in our game stocks, you know, and they're, you know, things like releasing wolves. Now we have an established wolf pack in Lassen County. Yeehaw. You know, they have completely mismanaged all of our resources. And I think you're dead on, Nick, is number one, they don't want us in there to see it. Number two, they don't want us playing in the treasure chest.
You know, and when they have a government shut down, they lock us out of our forest. And it just, you know, it's odd to me that we hire them to manage our forests, and if they don't get paid, they lock us out. I asked Old Millhouse what authority he had to do that when I had a year-round permit, and you ought to have seen him stuttering. It was actually comical. Hey, yeah.
Well, all I know is as a kid in growing up in Trinity County, where there's a lot of backwoods roads and forest roads and logging roads, things like that, they used to try to put up gates, and they had a real bad habit of getting pulled out over and over again until they just gave up.
I think you're going to have a tough time pulling out of some of Sierra Pacific's gates. I think they have a cement truck for each post. And anyway, let's move on. How about Jason Chavez? You know, I think I really admired him. He said, you know, nothing's changed. I'm going home. This is ridiculous. I don't like a quitter, but, you know, there comes a time when you just got to say, come on, this isn't real. And then they try and smear him. What's your take on that, Red? Mark?
I haven't followed that at all this week.
Jason Chaffetz?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't have any info on that at all, Nick. I haven't been following that. There's been so many other things to think about. I hadn't even caught that.
Well, Jason Chavez, he was a big cheese on the Intelligence Committee for the House of Representatives, took Daryl Issa's place, and
right. He
resigned at the end of this last month.
Yeah.
And I saw him on TV. I think he was talking to maybe Laura Ingraham. And he said, you know, when the Republicans took the House and the Senate and the presidency, I'm just chomping at the bit. Oh, boy, we're going to get something done. And he says, nothing's changed.
Yeah, I believe that. I didn't catch that interview because I'm trying not to watch TV.
Well, I got it on the Internet. I disconnected my TV about 3 years ago.
Ah, no doubt. Listen, I'd like to look at that and see what it has to say. But maybe you can post that for me on the Facebook or something, and then I'll take a look at it.
I'll never be able to find it again.
Oh, I'll look it up.
Yeah,
I'll find it.
Uh-huh. But I remember we had a senator, or not a senator, maybe it was a senator, perhaps an assembly person from the North State here, that went down to Sacramento, and he quit after less than a year. He said, you know, I can't accomplish anything down here. It's a waste of my time to be here.
I believe it. Yeah. I mean, I believe it because, you know, the real deal is everybody that's down there has got their hand out, you know, for whatever they can get. You know, I mean, you look at Maxine Waters, for example. You know, I was doing a little homework on her this morning, and, you know, she lives in a $4.5 million mansion out of not even in her district. You know, she keeps getting reelected, and she's been in Congress for 40 years. How do you be in government service for 40 years and own a $4.5 million mansion in, you know, Southern California?
Boy, I'll tell you, she's a piece of work.
You can't be that dumb on purpose.
Well, yeah, she couldn't even pour piss out of a boot with instructions on the heel.
With that,
I doubt if she could get it in the boot.
With that, maybe we should go to a break here.
Well, I'm going to go. Thanks for talking.
All right, thanks for calling in, Nick. We appreciate it. You've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. If you want to call in, number here is 530-605-4567.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Have you ever wondered why absolute God-given moral values are so important? Morals that come from God cannot be changed by the whim of man regardless of social pressures. On the contrary, man-created morals have no absolute standard and are constantly in the process of a downward change and decay. If we want to save this country and our families from decaying from the inside out, we must return to and follow the principles God has established. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Wow, we're back. Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. And, yeah, we got more news than we know what to do with, that's for sure. It just never ends. The fun never stops, that's for sure. And I'm trying to look up this Jafin Chaffetz thing and why he quit. But I did get the California legislative information on the Senate Bill number 941, which is the approved by the governor and filed by the secretary, filed the Secretary of State. Boom, boom, boom. It becomes effective January 1st of 2018. And basically what it is now you are going to be charged a fee not to exceed $30 for the initial vessel operator's card. So now you're going to have a vessel operator's card to drive a boat. And then, then they're not going to charge you to anything to exceed $10 for a duplicate vessel operator's card. And you know something? Gosh, don't you remember how long ago it started with driver's licenses and registration? You know, when you used to pay like $10 for your car.
That's a long time ago.
You know, look at some.
There we go.
There we go. Look at some people, and if you even suggest even ask the question, what do you need a license plate for? They look at you like you just grew a second head and you're some kind of Looney Tunes. And they never even stop to grasp or think about the concept or the reasoning behind license plate. Give me one good justifiable reason that the government should put an identification number on your vehicle. Hmm. And the number one answer that I usually get is, so the police can find my car if it gets stolen. So you openly admit that the entire purpose of a license plate is to be able to identify you. What if they told you had to pin your ID to your shirt? Would you do that? What if you have to wear a little yellow star? How about that?
Or have a little tattoo.
Yeah.
Well, anytime the government is issuing you a license, what they're doing is they're controlling a right. And
then it's not a right.
And then it's not a right anymore, is it? Because they control it. So that's the problem with this is, and oh, it's just they use the best. Oh, what if nobody, had a license? I mean, it'd be chaos out there. You know, no, not really. I mean, you can require some education on the parts of the drivers, and there's different things that you could do. You know, but what they do is it's like this last week with the boating accident. There's been a couple out there on the lake. There's some every year. You know, a couple of kids got killed, our hearts go out to the parents. The parents of the first one that got ran over, I'm not too sure how I feel about that, considering that they had a 16-year-old driving the boat, and they weren't even around to see what was going on. So,
I think there's more to that story
there
than
could
what,
be.
You know.
But my point is they'll use that to as a lever to get more government control over everything.
Let me ask you a question. If those people had paid $30 to the state of California,
would
those
it made
cops
a difference?
Be alive?
That's exactly my point.
No.
That's exactly my point. Because if they're not using common sense, do you think that the government implementing a tax and taking some of your money and giving you a little piece of paper is going to implement common sense?
No.
Probably not.
Has issuing driver's license slowed down traffic fatalities?
Exactly. But it has swelled the coffers of our guys in Sacramento.
Oh, absolutely.
Well,
yeah.
So they can have mansions.
So like they can have more money to control us with, you know. Yeah.
Look, we were wondering how she was able to afford that house.
It's the same thing with seatbelt law. You know why they passed the seatbelt law?
To protect us from ourselves.
No, that's nonsense. You're actually more likely to die if you stay inside of the vehicle than being ejected.
With a
the problem is when you're ejected, you're more likely to suffer traumatic brain injury and be in the hospital for a long, long time, which is a very big burden on the insurance companies.
Ah, I see. So it wasn't really to protect us. It was sort of to protect them from us?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah. So they wouldn't have to pay for us.
Yeah, everybody's forgotten about that.
Yeah. Again, so they don't have to pay for us.
If they can just make it normal long enough.
Nick wanted me to pass along that the look for the Cheryl Atkinson interview with Jason Chaffetz.
Oh, it's Cheryl Atkinson. Uh-huh. Yeah, because he said Laura Ingraham.
Oh.
So that helps.
Yeah, that might take a while.
Cheryl.
Anyway.
Well, thanks for letting us know, Nick. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. Appreciate that because Cheryl Atkinson is actually a journalist. And
Laurie's on the line also.
All right. Oh. Very good.
Laurie.
Good morning, Lori.
Are you there?
Are you there?
You're on the air, Lori.
Parts of me are here. Parts of me are scattered to the wind.
Which parts?
The wind, the trails, whatever. Hey, I was going to introduce a topic that's been on my mind on the San Diego School University, introducing jobs, jobs, jobs. Of course, that's going to catch everyone's attention if they're seeking. And apparently it's really a way to help kill the white race with drugs, cocaine, spiked marijuana, crack, and all the rest. So apparently people can call a phone number, and then it's either a deadline or it goes to some local business. I heard this on Glenn Beck about 3 or 4 days ago, and apparently some of the San Diego students can get extra credit. Well, it's called an art project. So I know you and Paul Preston covers a lot of this La Raza, the race. And here we have in our own community a city council meeting on the 14th of this month on marijuana. And then there's a big festival for 2 days, Saturday, Sunday of this month, I believe. And again, it's just for people that are kind of hurting economically and they're just seeking and thinking growing is going to be the magical answer. I hope they pay attention to what's all involved. Just like human trafficking, there is a lot involved. So I'm very curious about. If you heard this particular thing, I just sent it to you on the internet. It's like a two-minute clip. It's very short.
Where did you send it to? My email?
I just sent it to your email, the only one I have.
Okay. Yeah, no, I got it.
So anyway, I know you guys have covered this topic throughout historically on this program, and I'm just concerned that once again we're getting this inundation of, oh, just become a farmer, and I don't think everybody realizes if they are spiking or the government's going to take over the farms, people are going to be still with empty pockets. So that's my input on that issue.
Lori, do you remember do you remember, is this mic on?
Yeah, it's on. We can hear you. I don't know what's going on your side, but it's good.
It's feeding back in my headphones. But do you remember Operation Green Sweep in the 70s?
I do not. I was in Minnesota, so we're in snow most of the time. Yeah, what happened?
There's nothing green in Minnesota in the winter especially.
Well, it's strange how most people don't remember that either, and that was a legalization program started in the 70s under Jimmy Carter where they told everybody, just register yourself, you can grow your marijuana for personal use, you can smoke it, and they opened that program, I think it was like 6-8 months, and all of these people clamored on board and said finally registered themselves. Then they decided to pull the program and went and arrested everybody that signed up.
Yeah, great.
Imagine
There's your heads up, everyone, because I personally don't trust that the government ever has control of pharmaceuticals, clinical trials, marijuana, anything. I'm sorry. I'm just completely inundated with how bad and corrupt and deceitful the government is and is getting worse. So I just want to kind of put that out there and have people, like, pay attention to these things that are promoted as green and healthy, and we're helping people. I used to work with cancer patients in my internship in Los Angeles. It was huge to help with people having some comfort other than going for hemlock.
Well, just because
but
you get
a different world right now.
Well, just because you get a label put on you like green, you know, doesn't mean it's good because Solyndra, I think, was a green company.
Yeah, the solar panel company.
Yeah. Yeah, that one. Yeah,
better
one
look that, on the other side. The that, opposite of green, exactly what they're, you know.
Well, then there's brown. You
it.
Have green, and then you have brown.
Well,
I'm not sure either one of those colors are really associated with something good in my mind.
Mm. I don't know what's going to be the perfect medication at one point, but I'm just Let's just say I'm seeking.
Seek the truth and ye shall find. That's the thing.
God. All right. Yeah. Thanks for your show.
All right. All right. Thanks for calling in, Lori. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm looking at a B right now. This is a news that was generated from the Need to Know News. Study funded by pesticide company shows that its own product kills bees. Gee.
Imagine weird. That. Yeah. Would have never thought about that.
That's Bayer.
Chemical. Oh, you mean Monsanto?
Plato?
Yeah, you know, there's that little thing about these parent companies, you know. You know, I was looking at a couple of things this morning, and then you find out a lot of this stuff for companies, the parent companies, the owner is like in Brussels in Europe, you know. And, wow, that just happens to be where the Bank of International Settlements and the
And there's only
IMF
like five or six companies that actually own everything.
It couldn't be that the bankers are out of control.
Yeah. Yeah, if you follow the chain, eventually.
Yeah, it goes back to four or five.
Yeah. Yeah. They own it all.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
A little monopoly going on and just poisoning. Just and bit.
You know, and how hard is that to figure out? Okay, we spray pesticides on our food to keep bugs off of them. Bees are bugs that land on our plants to pollinate them. It kills bees. Who would have thought?
Oh, and it might affect us too. I mean, who would have thought that it would go into the plant?
Oh, it doesn't have anything to do with the bee die-off, right?
Yeah. I mean, and I'm looking at one of the lines in here. This ever-growing dependency on chemicals, which threatens the natural ecosystems and human health, is highly profitable to companies like Bayer and Monsanto.
Yeah.
Weird.
You know, I mean, there you have it.
We're at the top of the hour. Please stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. We do have a guest in the studio. You've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I just want to dance and shake my hips to this.
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding's
agencies. Mr. Trump said he's already given his opinion on the matter and that it's time to move forward in working constructively with Russia. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Iraqi commanders say their forces are just, quote, meters away from defeating ISIS finally in Mosul. Iraqi officials have made similar pronouncements over the past week. It looks like ISIS controls an area only about a mile square now, but the fighting continues. Phoenix has broken a 112-year-old record for heat.
National Weather Service meteorologists say the Arizona City had a high of 117 degrees on Friday. That broke the previous mark of 115 degrees dating back to 1905. Meteorologists say the normal high temperature for July 7th in Phoenix is 107. So far this year, the temperature at Sky Harbor Airport has reached at least 110 degrees 17 times. Patrick Frost reporting.
French President Emmanuel Macron says he harbors the hope of convincing President Trump to bring the United States back into the Paris Climate Accord. Speaking at the close of the G20 summit yesterday, the French leader says he'll hold a climate summit of his own in December. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-885-4488. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-885-4488. 800-885-4488. 800-885-4488. Results may vary.
For the second year in a row, the world's youngest nation will not have any official celebrations to mark the anniversary of its birth because of the widespread suffering caused by its ongoing civil war. 6 years after South Sudan gained independence, the country continues to be ravaged by fighting, severe hunger, mass displacement, and accusations of war crimes by government and opposition forces. For the country's 11 million people, what began with optimism has turned into a day of mourning. Some frustrated Long Island Railroad riders have turned their complaints over chronic shutdowns, delays, and packed trains into a lawsuit. The suit against the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, the LIRR's parent organization, claims breach of contract, negligence, and, quote, intentional infliction of emotional distress. It lists a litany of complaints that the railroad is failing to provide on-time, safe, and reliable service to its customers. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A bus hopped a curb and dislodged a war memorial cannon at a park in Pittsburgh.
No one aboard the bus was injured in the Saturday afternoon accident in the Brookline neighborhood. One person in a car struck by the bus had a minor injury. Police say the cannon was lodged in a side window at the front of the bus, which went through a low fence around the memorial, struck the cannon, then went over another fence and came to rest against the wall and part of a railing in front of a dance studio. Several other vehicles were damaged as well. The cause of the accident is under investigation.
Correspondent Ron DeRockstra. Today is Sunday, July the 9th, and it's a birthday for some notable people, including singer Ed Ames. He is 90 years old today. Former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld turns 85. Actor Brian Dennehy, 79 years old today. Author Dean Koontz has 72 candles on his cake. Football Hall of Famer O.J. Simpson is 70. TV personality John Tesh is 65. This is SRN News.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway, easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Sovereign Mind Radio, we're back for the second hour. We've been going a lot of lively things going on here in the studio during the break. We've got a guest here today, Cheryl Moore, and Moore's not less.
No, more is not less.
And I assume your husband Arthur is going to be coming back?
Yes, he is. He'll be.
Sounds like he might have just come through the door.
All right. Oh, so I guess he's out there getting barbecue sauce for pulled pork sandwiches. Good grief. What can you say about that? But anyway, we're here in the studio with Cheryl, and she's here today to talk to us a little bit about her business of catering. And then also some books that her father has written on. Maybe you've got more, sis, that you want to go over? Or?
Well, yeah. Her father was in Vietnam for, I believe, two tours.
Yes. Yes.
And so it's about his memoirs.
Yes.
And also I want to get out there that he actually was awarded the Distinguished Service Cross.
Yes.
Very good.
So, yeah. So there's a lot of information she has for us about her dad. And her dad is passing along this information. And I believe you're a veteran.
Yes, I am.
US and your
Army
husband
is also a veteran. U.S. Navy.
Yes. So we want to thank you for your services.
Thank you.
So you married a Navy man? Are you kidding me?
I know.
But he's an awesome Navy man.
My grandfather,
I can say that.
My grandfather was in the Navy, too, and he always said, you know, watch out for those Navy guys.
They got a girl
in every port.
Well, he got you. I just want to say we met Cheryl, oh, it's been a couple years now with the ladies support group that we do a lot of veterans functions and cooking. And she's an excellent cook with James Leedy, with Sarge. I mean, she is the one with Sarge that did
the
prime rib.
The prime rib, I was just going to say.
Yeah, and she's got her own catering business, and we want to get that out there.
And I must say that was the best catered food I think I've ever had at any event. I've been to quite a few of them, and I've been eating food for a long time, so I know what I'm talking about. That was the best. It really was. It was excellent across the board. Everything was really good on the menu. Not just one or two things, but everything.
Right. Did you like the dessert?
What was the dessert? I'm trying to remember.
The little tartlets, the lemon tartlets.
Those
are her specialty. She loves doing those.
I was thinking more of the potatoes and the vegetables and the meat, you know. And,
I'm going right for the dessert.
those were good. You didn't want to take a bite out of them because they would just like crumble in your hand.
So the best thing
to do is just shove the whole thing in your mouth at once.
Well, you know what I do? I use the butterfly cookie on top to scoop out the filling. That works too.
I prefer the sushi method. Okay. You just put the whole thing in at once and it just melts in your mouth. Yeah.
I just like it that, you know, I know her pretty well, so we always have good treats in the kitchen. She always makes sure that we get covered. But since we met, and I'm so glad that we have, because a lot of things have happened, and you help us out, and we help you out. So I wanted to get out there about your business, because I don't think there's a lot of people that know about you and what you do. So if you could kind of tell us, I mean, every time I turn around, you're doing an event, you're helping out somewhere. And a lot of times she donates her time and everything for these fundraisers. So, I mean, there's a lot to it. So if you can just kind of.
That's really important to me. You know, I was an engineer for about 20 years. I did engineering and IT. And I was just not happy doing that. And I love to cook. I have such a passion in cooking. So when we moved up here, I decided to go to college and went to Shasta College. And I just graduated last semester.
Yes, you did.
Yes. And opened
the day before the event, you graduated. Yes.
Yeah. So I've only been doing this professionally for a couple of years, but I just love it so much that, and I see a need to help veterans. So I try to use my paying events to support what I do for free. So I try to cook for the vets, try to donate wherever I can to help out.
And you do it a lot.
Thank you.
I know that.
Yeah, I try.
And I have to take my hat off to your husband because During the events, you know, there's always something that was left or it isn't quite right. And
he's
who gets
running.
Elected? It's Arthur.
He's always running for me. Thank you, Arthur. He's amazing.
Yeah. So we want to say thank you to Arthur. Actually, he's running right now and he should be back any moment. So there you go. So tell him the name of.
It's Star Spangled Catering, and you can find us on Facebook or on our webpage, starspangledcatering.com, or you can give us a call at 530-722-8835.
And just to let you know, your son does it as well.
Yes, my son.
And your
it's
son
a family.
Is so cool.
Yes, he's a good. He's such
a very
a hard
cool
worker,
kid.
Lucas yeah. Kane. Yep. He helps us out at every event. He helps us just donating his own time. He knows how important it is to me, and it's very important to him as well. So.
Yeah.
Yep. So we're a veteran-owned company and family-operated.
So you do banquets, weddings,
yes, we do.
Luncheons,
barbecues.
Dances, barbecues.
We got a 5-foot barbecue grill. We got a deep fryer that I can cook for feed 70 people an hour on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm looking at steamed mussels.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Shrimp. You're talking her wheelhouse now. She's getting excited over there. Yeah. Yeah, so
yeah.
If you want to put it together, and I will say, like, for different events that we've worked on, if you just kind of tell her, we'd like to have this, this, and that, and
yep.
our budget's about this or
yep.
whatever.
I'll make it happen.
She'll make it happen.
Yeah.
One way or another, yep. she always comes
Cougar
through.
Club.
Yep,
Cougar
we did
club.
The we did Club Cougar for Foothill High School, and we'll be doing it again for 2018. So we did it for 2017, where they hired us back for a second year
nice.
In a row. So they are very impressed with our hard work, and
we're
rewarded.
Very professional too.
Thank you.
To say that you do a wonderful job.
All you have to say is one thing: lemon lime curd tartlets.
That,
yeah.
She loves it.
That sounds good.
That's really
oh,
good.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
I don't eat a lot of that stuff anymore, but all of us girls, we get our belly full when it comes to the events. We make sure that we have our treats,
you know,
for sure.
We don't have a set menu that we do for catering. We like it to be about whatever the client wants. I want
right.
it, what do you see happening?
Right.
What do you envision your party to be? And then we kind of come up with a menu tailored for you.
Yeah, you've done that a few times for us, that's
yes.
for sure. And with us, sometimes it's always at the last minute. You know, we don't know how many people. We don't know this. We don't know that. And then we throw it at her, and
yep.
it happens. It goes through and works every time. And welcome, Arthur.
And we also give veterans 10% discount if they hire us.
Very good.
So, oh, nice.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking at the St. Louis pork ribs
yep.
and the quesadilla with balsamic drizzle.
That balsamic reduction.
Yeah. That sounds pretty good.
Well, I brought you some Kahlua pork.
Oh.
With a homemade barbecue sauce. So as soon as you get a break, I got 10 sandwiches heated up and all ready to go for you.
Whoa.
I have to ask you, what is your favorite thing to cook? What is your specialty besides the lemon lime tarts?
I like Italian food. I love Italian food, but I love ribs too. I'm just a foodie.
Just a foodie. I like that.
I love everything.
So, again, tell them how to get a hold of you guys.
It's at starspangledcatering.com or Star Spangled Catering on Facebook or 530-722-8835.
I need a napkin to wipe off the microphone.
Salivating.
So maybe we should go to a break, and then when we get back, then
okay.
we'll talk about your dad and books
awesome.
And Arthur and bring him on and let him talk
great.
A little bit.
That's
that
excellent.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
When the sun comes up, I will sleep a little.
unicorns and manatees to mermaids, discover the physical and cultural connections between the real and mythical worlds at Turtle Bay this summer in Mythical Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Mythic creatures of all kinds are taking over the museum May 20th through October 1st in this immersive, hands-on exhibition organized by the American Museum of Natural History, New York. Mythic Creatures is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. We're sitting here smacking our lips on pulled pork, Hawaiian style.
I'm telling you.
Can't, you know.
How many people you know, you ask them as a guest, and they bring you such awesome food,
so,
except for Cheryl.
So they're going to be regular guests, is what you're saying.
I got to find out exactly where they live. They haven't quite told me the exact address yet.
We're not telling.
That'd be Arthur you just heard from.
Well, before we get to our guest, can you update us on this deployment information, Red? I think this is kind of important.
Yeah, we're seeing movement out of the military. We're seeing movement out of the military. I've got a Marine Expeditionary Unit on the move towards Japan. I've got two squadrons of P-3 sub-hunters headed into the Pacific. We've got a carrier that just activated and increased their deployment time. And it looks like we got two carriers getting ready to set sail out of San Diego.
That doesn't look good.
Wow.
Yeah. When did all this start happening?
The Marine Expeditionary Unit looks like they started moving today. Looks like the carriers were updated for movement on the 5th.
Oh, boy.
The day after North Korea decided to pop their firecracker off.
Well, this does not look good.
It's a little scary.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, firing, you know, and, you know, I seen talk all over the news this morning, what I did catch, of, you know, the range of these new bombs, these new long-range missiles that they're talking about. I don't know. It's getting pretty scary, guys. You know, I mean, we're talking about a lot of different things and
the
solving a lot of different issues. This could be, you know, one of the big ones.
Well, the Tapdong 2 missile, if it lives up to what it says it can do, puts us in the launch envelope.
Right. Now, I don't necessarily believe all the crap coming out of North Korea because, I mean...
No, I don't either.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what their capabilities are at this point.
I think they have bombs. I think they have missiles. I don't think they have a bomb that'll fit on the missile.
And I think they have a half-starved army.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Anyway, we wanted to update that. And then let's get back to our guests. We've got Cheryl Moore and her husband... Oh, gosh.
Arthur.
Arthur, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Good morning.
Good morning, Arthur and Cheryl. Got to write everything down around here because there's so much information flying in front of you. Cheryl and Arthur Moore are here, and they own Star Spangled Catering. And we just sampled some of their wares a second ago. That's why we're having trouble talking because we're wiping
delicious.
The pork off of the sides of our lips. And so, God, I wish I wasn't on this keto diet. I'd have just snacked down about four of those things. But I know Linda's listening, and all I did was have some pork, honey. And so,
liar! No, it's true.
Anyway, with that said, let's get back into where we were going. We talked about the catering business, but let's talk about your dad a little bit here. And the title to the book is "There's Tigers in This Valley."
In this valley, there are tigers.
Now that sounds like a quote from somebody who was actually there to me. I mean, in this valley, there are tigers. It's like, I'm digging a foxhole, and I'm sitting somewhere where there's actually tigers that eat things.
Yeah.
Like people.
And actually, she pointed out the picture on the front of the book is that.
Is an actual picture.
Actual
of
picture.
Somebody looking at that tiger as that tiger is looking back.
And you
at
can
him.
See the you can see the flashes of the yeah. of the when
shutter
he
flash.
The shutter flash from the camera in the eyes of the tiger. Yeah. You know, and that's kind of bless Bob and his music. There you go. It was great, huh? The eye of the tiger.
That was great.
Thanks, Mr. Rose.
But your father was his name is Charles A. McDonald.
Yes, sir.
Could you tell us a little bit about him?
He's Cheryl's father. He's my father-in-law.
Right.
And he was ex-Special Forces. He spent 23 years in the military. He's retired.
Wow.
And he spent two tours in Vietnam, and he decided to document everything while he was in. And when he got out, he spoke to a group of friends and some relatives, and they talked him into actually writing these memoirs.
And that's the book, In This Valley, There Are Tigers.
That's correct. If you want to know a little bit about the history of Vietnam, I didn't know much until I read this book, and I've learned a lot. I wish I would have had this book when I was younger.
Wow. Well, and where can they get the book at?
Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. It's in paperback and digital copy.
Wow. And your father's still alive?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, because it's weird. It sounded like we were speaking of him in the past. And
oh, no.
No, he lives in Iowa right now. He's kind of secluded. He's got a lot of issues from being in the military that are catching up with him right now.
Yeah.
Agent Orange.
He's got Agent Orange, two Purple Hearts. Yeah. He's damaged goods.
Yeah, that sucks. It really does. Yeah. I mean, it says we see that pattern with so many of our veterans. Yeah. Coming back from engagements, if you want to call them, I like to refer to them as actual war, in combat. And you see these guys, they come back and they've given everything, and you don't see, out of this administration, you're starting to see, some help with that. Yeah. But what, for the past 8 years, it was like these guys didn't even exist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he just received his 100% disability.
Just received.
Just received it. He had to fight,
Wow.
We helped him.
Dragged him to the VA, I don't know how many times, just to tell him who he was and what his issues were and fight for service connection,
Hooked up with the Congress, their local Congress.
Joni Ernst actually helped him out.
So he must have been pretty young when he went in on this first tour.
I think he was, what was he, 19?
Yeah, he was, I think he was... 19 or 20? Right out of high school, I believe. Yeah.
That's probably about 19.
He's actually from Paradise.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Paradise, California. Interesting.
So his book is in the Shasta County Public Library, if anyone's interested.
Wow. So maybe tell us a little bit about the book. I haven't had the opportunity to read it, but, obviously, when you got tigers... you're in combat and there's tigers around. I mean, there's got to be some stories there.
Yeah, it's quite a few pages, like 571 pages.
In the beginning, he talks about the history. He names all the players, who was involved, why they were doing what they were doing. Then he goes into the actual combat and some of the scenes in there, like this one particular helicopter scene where they're just coming back, unloading these bodies, and when they pull the bodies up from the suction, the blood just poured out of the helicopter. These same helicopters, these young new recruits are getting ready to jump on to go to the same place they just came back from.
That's pretty frightening. And he was at Quezon?
Yes.
And he helped build it.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
He was right there in everything.
Yeah, he talks about the DM brothers in there. He gives a whole account of where the people are to this day.
Wow.
That killed
the
DM.
Wow.
Well, what else is in the book that you guys would like to get out there about what your dad did?
Understanding why things were done and who actually steered the war, like possibly the media and who the influences were, things like that.
Good grief. I mean, even our last segment was about fake news. This has been going on for a long time.
It's nothing new.
And back then, the difference was that the majority of the American people believed these guys.
Yes, they believed them.
Can you give us some examples of maybe how the media had a hand in that without giving away
some names in the book of a few reporters that
I like those names.
Actually giving.
Yeah, let's have them.
You're going to have to buy the book.
I don't have to, but you have to.
It's very interesting what Charles's perspective was on what the media played their role in this whole saga. And if it wasn't for them, it might have been completely different. Yeah, we might not have lost so many young men.
58,238.
Well, the head general of the North Vietnamese Army, Jan Jin Jap, himself said that, why did you guys stop the bombing of Hanoi? You had us on the ropes. We were done in a couple of days, and you stopped. After Tet in 1968, we crushed the North Vietnamese Army. The Viet Cong could no longer operate. We had them, and it was the media at home that sold... We're never going to win this war. We had them beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was also secondary reasons why we were there. probably third reasons too.
Oil and rubber in the Dutch East Indies.
Yeah. So
drugs.
Maybe.
Drugs.
And Charles actually talks about some of that. Mentions the Central Intelligence Agency in a few places.
So he was in elite units, an airborne infantryman and special forces, and he trained and armed the Bru tribesmen, Chinese mercenaries, and Vietnamese as well.
That's correct. He was an interrogator.
They were warriors too. He talks about what warriors they were. You know, people that he fought.
He said that they were just they're heroes to their own people. You know, they fought like warriors. So.
Wow!
So I'm posting. I'm posting it on the Facebook site here, where you can go. It's called Goodreads, and then go to pick it up at Amazon or wherever.
I find it amazing. Like your dad, he went through all of that, did 23 years, and still stands behind America. That is just,
America's worth fighting for. It's just some people in charge of it.
Yeah, it's not America's the problem. Yeah. It's the guys
but people like your dad. I mean, that's a lot to ask of a 19-year-old to go in under these circumstances, do these things, see these things, and still.
Yeah. And come back and get treated the way they do.
Yeah, that too.
It's hard to be just a regular guy after you've done and seen so many horrific things.
And they expect you to integrate into society with no issues.
With no help.
Yeah. With no help.
With no help to get you integrated back in, you know?
Right.
So that's really sad.
Yeah, and not recognizing his disabilities for how long? How long did it actually take them before they started realizing or recognizing that he had disabilities after being over there?
Maybe 20, 30 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And they still were dragging it. You know, if they would have given up, my parents would have given up. And they expect most vets not to give up. Oh my gosh, it's just horrible.
And they know that most vets are honorable, so they're not going to really fight too hard to get their benefits.
You have a lot of feelings like, should I really be doing this? Somebody else must deserve it more than I did.
You know, my brother-in-law was a Vietnam vet, and he went into logging. And he came out of Vietnam with wounded legs and so forth. Oh, yeah. And he went down to the VA, and they told him, you don't get anything.
Yeah.
So then the guy goes back to work out there. He's working for however many years. And then he finally got his benefits. I don't know. It was like 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And they owed him back benefits for the whole thing because they lied initially.
Yeah, and then they issued him like a $60,000 check. And,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've met people before that the government has said that they are deceased.
Yes.
And they won't pay them their benefits. They have to prove that they are alive.
Yeah. I've heard of that happening quite a bit, actually. Yeah.
On my own personal VA account.
Yes, according to the VA on her account, I am deceased.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, it's good to see we have The Walking Dead as a guest today. The zombie apocalypse is covered under our insurance plan.
No wonder you do all the running for us.
Yeah. And by the way, what's in that pulled pork?
They'll never tell.
Boy, it sure does taste good.
It's delicious.
That's on a need-to-know basis.
Anyway. So you guys actually published the book, right? Edited it and published it for...
Design, edit, and publish. That's what we do.
Right on. Wow.
Nice. And this isn't the only book that you guys have done that with, is it? How many have you done now?
We've done a total of 5. 3 are in paperback, and the other 2 are digital.
So I've got Dark Moon here, and then
The War Trail.
That's Cheryl's mom on the cover of Dark Moon.
Right. Yeah. That's what she was saying. So.
And it's a 4-part series. The first one is The War Trail. The second one is The Dark Moon.
And we have The Trail North and The Path of the Wolf.
And I just got to meet Mom.
Some French-Indian War?
Yes, it is. French-Indian War.
Me and Mom just got to meet one another on the phone.
On FaceTime.
On FaceTime, which was pretty cool. So, okay. Anything else you guys want to get in there about the books and what you got going on in your life and your dad?
You know what? One thing, I think that if you read the reviews of this book, a lot of people that have read it say, children of Vietnam War soldiers say, I wish I would have read this book a long time ago. I wish I would have had this a long time ago. I would have been able to understand who my father was. you know, just it gives you a perspective and an understanding. And I think it softens you up a little bit to have some more compassion for the people who fought for this country in such perilous times.
Right. Yeah, that's the problem with especially Vietnam. We all know how they try to gloss it over or put it in the back corner, or this didn't happen and this wasn't going on, and the suffering.
And they try to pass it off like it was a mistake by America. Like we didn't
right, yeah, like, yeah. Those, all nonsense. Those soldiers were bad.
Yeah.
The whole thing was bad, you know, and never giving the soldiers their perspective of what they went through. Like I say, 19 years old? I can't imagine being 19 and being dropped in another country like that under those circumstances and trying to survive.
Yeah.
Well, as you brought up earlier, the drug trade, the heroin trade that flowed out of Vietnam, you want to understand what's going on in Afghanistan right now.
Same thing.
There's huge parallels.
Yes, very much so.
And it actually goes back farther than that with the original Air America out of China that was feeding the nationalists against the communists. We were flying heroin and opium. That's where the whole program began.
Yeah, and the book also talks a little bit about how Russia and China was involved, and they were doing backdoor deals with the Vietnamese. Mm-hmm. Yeah, talks about that also. Yeah.
So there's just a whole lot of information.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a history book.
Yeah.
Which it sounds like it should be in the history classes, you know, from what you guys are telling us. I can't wait to read it.
He could tell, they could tell by the where someone got shot, just by the sound of what the sound was that that shot made, they could tell where in your body you were hit. If it was a bone, a headshot, or.
Oh, wow.
Or if it was a fatal shot.
Yep.
Well, we probably need to go to a break, Bob.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we'll go to a break and we'll come back. If you have any questions for Arthur and Cheryl, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Reading weather is heating up again, and that means air conditioning in your car or truck is not optional. I trust St. John's Automotive on Eureka Way to do the job right with one-stop service for my car. They are family-owned with fair prices, outstanding work, and great customer service. They do it all. Call St. John's Automotive 2040 Eureka Way at 605-4889. That's 605-4889.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Have you ever wondered why absolute God-given moral values are so important? Morals that come from God cannot be changed by the whim of man regardless of social pressures. On the contrary, man-created morals have no absolute standard and are constantly in the process of a downward change and decay. If we want to save this country and our families from decaying from the inside out, we must return to and follow the principles God has established. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m.
We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at trueliferedding.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media. Yeah, I got a new segment here I'm going to try today. This is called This Day in History, only it was yesterday in history. Yesterday, in this day, yesterday, in 1943, the German army's invasion of Russia, 180 miles from Leningrad, the chief of the German army, General Staff, General Franz Halder, records in his diary Hitler's plans for Moscow and Leningrad. I quote, "To dispose fully of their population, which otherwise we shall have to feed during the winter."
Real nice people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not surprising.
We didn't hear about that one, I don't think, I guess. Maybe that, not.
But, yeah, again.
Wow.
Skipped history class on that one, huh?
And you wonder why the Russians dug in and fought so hard. Yeah. So war is definitely hell. I hope we're not going to see another one here pretty soon. Anyway, we're back. And yeah. Do we have any other stories that we want to talk about?
I think we got a caller. I'm not sure who it is.
Lori wanted to chime in.
Oh. All right. Lori, are you with us?
You're on the air.
Yes. Hey.
Hey, wow, you got a question?
Very much emotional to listen to. If I could put this out, and I want to hear from other callers that have actually served, if people could understand, GI stands for government issue. That correlates for some to think that you are owned your property and possibly a piece of meat. I'm not sure I'm ready to read this book.
They don't make any bones about it. You are government issue OD Green when you sign up. And they don't like keep it a secret. I mean, they pretty much make sure you know that you are government issue.
And the number. And that's probably why I watched Forrest Gump a million times, because there's some emotional symbolic something there. That movie just has never been a miss for me. I can't watch that movie enough. There's so much going on in that film. Anyways, I just want to open up the calls. I really, really want to hear from people that have served. And when they use the word a tour or it's an engagement, do you not sense the vernacular, the phrasing, the word used so that it sounds kind of like a tour? We're going to just be on the love boat or we're going to hang out for a little while. A tour or engagement is nothing of the carnage. I mean, when they're mopping out these helicopters full of blood, I'm sorry, I'm just beside myself. And that was back in the 70s. So right now, we need to look at if they are chipping our soldiers, if they've already anthraxed them, burnt all kinds of craziness in the Gulf War, many of them. I'm really concerned that we are deeper than we ever thought, and we always get things way later. So I just really hope, and even if vets, you want to call in anonymously, please do so. We need to protect and salvage and get ahead of the government on this.
Well,
I agree with that.
Yeah, yes, I mean, we were just talking about it on the break. I mean, you got this propaganda stuff has been going on for a long, long time. I mean,
yes, and it relates to the suicide issue that you keep bringing up very much so that, oh, we're supposed to feel good that it dropped down from what? Instead of 22 a day, we're at 21 a day in this country. There should be none.
Yeah, what's wrong with this picture that we've got? That many committing suicide
well,
daily
and you know,
coming back
it'd be
from
one,
their tour.
It'd be one thing if these wars were fought for to defend the country, defend us, you know, our shores from foreign invasion and things like that. But most of the time, these wars are being fought for political reasons by politicians who are mostly just in it for themselves or, you know, big balls of crap, if you want to, you know,
Well, and
know
they want
truth.
The resources, whether it's oil or fossil fuel or whatever they can topple, drought out,
a good example right now,
take over.
A good example right now is ISIS. We got Trump in the White House now, and all of a sudden ISIS is getting, you know, defeated drastically and quickly. But for the last 8 years, nobody can kill ISIS. But I guess if you throw out flyers before you attack and you tip off the enemy that you're coming and you don't make an effort to do it and you actually arm them and send money to support the people that you're supposed to be at war with, it's pretty hard to defeat them because you are they.
Yeah. Exactly, and you're on target, and this is why everyone gets that apparent oath of, like, foreign and domestic. When will our brothers and sisters in the armed services realize domestic is huge?
Well, I think
they don't want to address that we are being completely hoodwinked, lied to.
I don't think that that's going to be the case anymore. Did you listen to Trump's speech in Poland? If you listen to his speech, and a lot of people said it's the best one he's done so far, he's talking about all the forces internally and externally that are trying to defeat the Western way of life, that are trying to defeat freedom and liberty. It's Lincoln said that, you know, a foreign army will never set a foot on the Blue Ridge Mountains for 1,000 years. If we are to be taken over or defeated, it will be from within. And I think we're seeing that more and more. And coming to the realization that the press and the prostitutes and these big corporations and this world governing, you know, globalization that's trying to dominate every aspect of our life is the real problem. And they've got deep state the deep state shadow government bored into our legitimate constitutional government, and we need to sweep these maggots out and these cockroaches and get rid of them.
All right, you guys are the best, and yes, we do have weaponized food, weaponized education, weaponized media, weaponized anything that we're being introduced to. Just put the word weaponized in front of it, and that, I think, is where we all need to wake the heck up.
And just become weaponized.
So I hope you can call in, and please follow up on this, and thank you to the Cheryl and the Star Spangled family. I mean, really, this is just, I'm beside myself. Thank you.
Thanks
All right,
for the
thanks
call,
for
Lori.
Calling in, Lori. We appreciate it.
Do we have another caller?
She did not want to go on there. She was just asking who the author of the book was.
Oh, I see. Charles A. McDonald.
Right. She's a veteran herself.
I see. Great read.
Appreciates the show.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah,
we appreciate that. That's what we try to do. We're actually trying to give people real news that actually matters out there, as opposed to this, you know, Charlie Brown crap coming off of the cartoon news network CNN, where, you know, you're listening it. Exactly, Bob. It's like, wah, wah, wah. You know, everything they're saying is complete BS. Or as, you know, what's his name's on Bill Whittle says, bullshit.
Ha ha! Knew that
he
was
got
coming.
The button.
Yep, he's good.
I helped set that up for Bob.
See how
though.
That
he
works?
He knew it was coming.
See how that works?
Why would you abbreviate it first and then say the word?
Because I wanted you to hit the button.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question.
Yeah. You are fake news.
As Americans, when did we start putting all of these lawyers in office?
Well, that's a good question, you know, because, you know, there's good lawyers and there's bad lawyers.
But you know what lawyers are trained to do, right?
bottom feed. Let me think.
Lie and lie. I mean, well, professional liars.
Again, there's good lawyers and there's bad lawyers. And
I agree.
I know both of them. The bad ones seem to gravitate to government in general. Yeah. Because when you combine legal training with the personality of greed and power, that's the problem. And you get those guys gravitating. So evil tends to gravitate towards where it can get power.
If we had good ones up there, they would already be prosecuting and bringing charges, but there are
some good ones.
I'm telling you, you got
Jay Sekulow.
Are they being interfered with by the bad ones?
Absolutely.
What's stopping them?
Well, it's a mess up there right now. And you've got the shadow government that's hidden in there that's trying to, do impasse everything that's trying to be done, even though they're starting to lose power at a more rapid pace. But I mean, you've got the judicial watch with Tom Fenton and the boys.
There's good ones out there. Don't get me wrong.
That are fighting back, but they're not getting any news coverage.
Yes.
Okay. You're not hearing these guys, the media, they just blank out what they don't want anybody to hear. Even Fox News, who everybody looks to as the purveyor of conservatism, is still running and channeling a narrative. You know, Rupert Murdoch is not exactly a conservative.
Well, that goes back to the truth.
Right.
Anything but tell the people the truth of what actually is going on in our country and with everything, regardless of what it pertains to.
When you have 24 hours of news and there's no news for the day, what are you supposed to do?
Well, you're supposed to just shut up and go back to work.
Yes.
Exactly, come up with topics that whoever gives you the paycheck.
Yeah.
I guess.
You know, that's what a lot of them do, in my opinion, is who's ever, giving them the paycheck. They say, here's your list today.
When I was a kid, when we watched the news, it was the evening news. It was on for about a half hour, and that covered everything for the day.
Yeah.
Right.
Now it's 13 different channels, 24 hours a day, and you're hearing the same thing, just in a different way.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's more opinionated than fact.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly right.
There's no journalism anymore.
It's all about opinions. Yeah. And it's gotten to the point of just absolutely awful. I mean, that's what our first hour was about, the fake news. And, when Yogi Bear gets better ratings than CNN, I'm not just making that up. That's
Will
a fact.
Picking on Yogi?
Yeah.
And the funny thing about CNN is if you go to all of the medical clinics for the VA, they used to have CNN playing on all of their TVs. I'm not sure about now because I stopped watching it, so.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I can't.
God only knows what they're playing now.
Yeah.
But I had one of my relatives is acting. Talking about like CNN was. We got all this news from and Anderson Cooper. Man, what a sharp guy.
Yeah.
And it's like really Anderson Cooper, the ex CIA agent.
That's a nice word.
There's lots of ways to be a prostitute.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, there are.
Not all of them involve sex,
especially in this country.
No?
Lately.
Yeah, it's been going on a while, and we need to clean up.
Yeah.
And that's what it takes us. People like us.
No Trey Gowdy.
No country's perfect.
Yeah. No, but the people have to be involved in self-government. The founders gave us an experiment in self-governance. And in order for this to work, you have to have a moral free people out there actively engaging. We're starting to see that more and more. You wouldn't even have the State of Jefferson movement if that wasn't happening.
Right.
And more you're seeing the media starting to be taken over by the grassroots, by the social media, by all of these outlets that are coming out of the woodwork all over the place to hold these guys' feet to the fire. CNN, I mean, you got the president coming out calling them fake news. The tide is turning. The ship has turned around. But this is going to be ugly, and it's been going on for 100 years, and it's not going to be overturned overnight. But it's happening pretty quickly, in my opinion.
There's so many arms to it. Right. There's so many arms and levels and depths to it. I mean, it's going to take a little bit. It's, can't do it on a dime, so to speak.
Well, there's a reason that they call Goldman Sachs the squid.
I think there's a couple different definitions going on there, but we'll leave that one.
They've got their tentacles into everything, and it's not just Goldman Sachs. They're part of the machine, but you go to Brussels, you go to the Bank of International Settlements, you go to the Federal Reserve, you go to all of these big corporations, Monsanto, they're all being directed and owned by the same small group of people. This is why they want global governance. Mm-hmm. They want, and it used to be if you said, oh, gee, New World Order, oh, man, you're some kind of a tinfoil hat nutcase. Okay. Now, not so much, because people are waking up to the fact that there is a real problem.
Okay, we're coming to the close of the show. One more time. Name of the catering business?
Star Spangled Catering.
How do they get a hold of you?
StarspangledCatering.com, or catch us on Facebook, or you can give us a call at 530-722-8835.
And then if they're interested in your dad's books?
You can go to Amazon.com. In This Valley, There Are Tigers by Charles A. McDonald.
And I posted both of those. I posted them on Facebook at Sovereign Minds.
Awesome. Thank you. We want to thank you for coming in, and we want to thank you for the food. Once again, you guys are awesome. And hope to see you guys soon.
Okay,
you know?
Me too.
All right. Yep. I guess we're going to hear the music. Yeah, here we go. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
And this has been KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Last year's election. White House Chief of Staff, Reince Priebus.
The president absolutely did not believe the denial of President Putin.
Priebus, a guest earlier today on Fox News Sunday. President Trump hailing the latest attempt to stop the bloodshed in Syria's civil war. We get details now from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president says a ceasefire in southern Syria, brokered by the U.S. and Russia, will save lives. He posted that message on Twitter shortly.